This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, that is what they have said. That is what I have been told. It does not matter who the host is. What matters is who the hell the listeners are. So that's what's going on. Anyways, how are you? Yes, welcome to this lovely Friday edition of the Rated R Safety Show. Today is, just in case if you forgot, Friday, April the 26th of 2024. Almost at a 2027. Man, am I being futuristic or what? Day 117th of the year and only 249 days left to go. We are coming from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM. And then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio.
Yeah, you know, we get to do the stuff with Radio Big, that's for sure. So anyways, how have you been? How are things? I guess I should probably take a moment to reintroduce myself. My name is Jay Allen. No, anyways, I'm just kidding as I say that. But man, it feels like it's been an eternity because we haven't hung out since Friday of last week. And I say that because I will tell you, as the world continues, I have been able to travel. But I kind of told you that this was going to be part of the gig. So this week I was down in Edmonton. Well, I should probably say up in Edmonton because I'm in Florida. So I was up in Edmonton pretty much the bulk of the week in regards of what was going on. So was unable to do the show. Now, next week, as we have already previously discussed, we'll be doing some things coming to you from Energy Safety Canada. But we'll be doing it live across Safety FM. Just so you know. So we'll be doing some live broadcasting from Energy Safety Canada as we're hanging out in Banff next week. So apparently Canada has been on the mind over the next little bit. So we'll have some of that. So I should probably phrase it this way. We are probably going to do some time swapping. So it's either going to be one or two things is going to happen. Because of the hour change differential, and we've discussed this before, either we're going to have to do this where it's some ungodly hour for some people, or we're going to end up doing this in this format, which will be tape delayed. When, what do I mean when I say tape delayed? We'll record the session, or we'll record the actual interview, or the conversations, or whatever the hell we're doing, and then we'll have to do it a little bit later. So just like if you were DVRing it, just to have a reference piece. So that's what we'll do. So if you're new here, let me explain normally what we do. We talk about safety in the news and safety. That's kind of the aspect of what we do. On Fridays, we call it Free Form Friday. And why do we call it Free Form Friday on a Friday? Well, it's normally for us to play catch up of all the things that we didn't talk about earlier in the week. Well, I got news for you. We didn't talk about shit earlier in the week because I wasn't here. And I'm going to tell you, in regards of getting somebody to host this thing when I'm gone, it is not the easiest thing to do. Because we have people that are doing other things. And I mean, I get it. And some people have told me that they don't love the other host aspect. And hey, what am I going to tell you? I mean, I can't tell you you need to like it or you don't need to like it. You need to like whatever you like. That's just kind of the way that it goes. I mean, I can't tell you what's good, bad, or indifferent. It's just the way that it happens. So there you go. Anyway, so safety in the news and safety. If you want to interact with the show, callinradio.com is the easiest and quickest way to get into our little sistema. As we go through all the rigmarole, yeah, because it is rigmarole of everything that's going on, we talk about everything. We poke fun at the bear. We make fun of people. Now we don't merely make fun of people. We make fun of things that we think that are kind of dumb. And we talk about the industry. And that's kind of the fun stuff of what the hell is going on. Because, you know, why would you not make fun of everything that's going on? When it's so easy to do. So, there it is. There is the showsness. There is the showbiz. There is the shizness. So, that's all of it. That's kind of all of it in a shell. Some love for you right away. Just for love purposes. So, with that being said, why don't we start talking right away about what the hell was trending? Because I think, therefore I am, or I am, therefore I think, or is it something like that? It's one or the other. So, let's talk about trends.
Here is what was trending. Rated R, Safety Show.
Okay, so as I look at the trends of the ends of the ends, what's on tap? Well, the new leadership takes power in Haiti, and volatile tech stocks round out the week. We'll talk about that as we get into the shit list. Also, Reverend Wilson gets book gets an edit. And Emma Stone, there is no beef between her and Jimmy Kimmel. We'll talk about that. Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger are returning to a new movie. We'll talk about that as getting into casting calls. And insiders are already weary about the King's health and what it means for the future of the Royals. And I'm not talking about Royale with cheese, just so you know. So that's it. That's that for now. So why don't we do this? As we have some professional broadcasters that come in and talk and tell us about what the hell is going on, why don't we do some feature story news right now and get into some of the news cycles and see exactly what has been going on? Because hopefully, you know, you're still wanting to know what is happening inside of the world. So let's do the news.
Is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
Feature story news in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. The second phase of polling in the six-week-long Indian elections is underway. 88 constituencies across 13 states will cast their ballot. The southern states of Kerala and Karnataka are in focus, where Prime Minister Narendra Modi's BJP has tried to make inroads ahead of the elections. Priyata Brajabasi has more from New Delhi.
In Kerala, Rahul Gandhi, who is a prominent opposition Congress leader, is going up against not just the BJP in the constituency of Wayanad, but also against a candidate of the Communist Party of India. Remember, the Communist Party of India as well as the Congress are both a part of that mega opposition alliance called the India Bloc. And political observers have said that these two parties going up against each other in this constituency is going to be a setback for the opposition alliance. Another very prominent Congress leader Shashi Tharoor is also up for re-election from the capital city of Kerala, Thiruvananthapuram. He has been winning that seat since 2009, but this time he is going up against a prominent BJP leader, Rajiv Chandrasekhar, who is also a minister in the Modi government. The state of Karnataka, Tejaswi Surya, who is the president of the BJP youth wing, he is up for re-election from the Bangalore South constituency. He is also seen as one of those very prominent leaders to watch out for.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's holding talks with Chinese counterpart Wang Yi in Beijing on Friday. They're expected to be discussing a range of complex issues, including deepening strains over China's backing of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Laura Westbrook reports from Hong Kong.
After some basketball diplomacy in Shanghai, where both sides were eager to show some goodwill, Friday is where Wang Yi and Antony Blinken will get down to some tough talks. Antony Blinken is expected to try to get China on side in stopping Chinese companies funding Russia's war effort in Ukraine and their help to de-escalate the growing conflict in the Middle East. China, for its part, has said that relations have stabilized, but laid down its red lines, especially when it comes to Taiwan, which it claims as its own. Wang Yi said negative factors in the relationship are increasing and it is facing disruptions. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
Former Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction has been overturned by a New York panel of judges, citing egregious errors in his trial. A trial of the world's first ever personalised jab against the deadliest form of skin cancer is now underway in the UK. The mRNA vaccine works by telling the body to hunt down melanoma cells and stop the disease coming back. Oncologist Dr. Jeffrey Weber led earlier clinical trials in the United States.
Going to generate killer cells that are going to seek out and find the tumor and get rid of it.
From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN. The University of Southern California has cancelled its upcoming graduation ceremony, citing security concerns. It comes in the wake of campus protests over the war in Gaza and the controversial cancellation of a valedictorian's speech. From California, Ira Spitzer has this report.
USC says new security concerns mean it now won't have enough time to prepare for the graduation ceremony, which was supposed to take place on May 10th and is usually attended by about 65,000 students and guests. The Southern California University has arrested more than 90 pro-Palestinian protesters in recent days who were taking part in the demonstrations that have spread to campuses across the country. Tensions had already been running high at the school after administrators canceled a valedictorian scheduled to speak at the graduation, citing threats it had received over her anti-Israel viewpoints, but not providing evidence of those threats.
Japan's government says it's closely watching currency movements and is prepared to intervene if the yen becomes any weaker. Finance Minister Shuniki Suzuki says he's concerned about the yen's recent fall to lows not seen since 1990. Chris Gilbert reports from FSN's bureau in Tokyo.
The yen on Wednesday hit 155 against the US dollar. The last time the government intervened was in October 2022 with a $60 billion purchase of the yen. At that time, it was 152 against the dollar, and analysts believe it may slip to 160 before the government is triggered to intervene again. However, Minister Suzuki is providing daily warnings that the government could intervene at any time. Experts believe to ward off currency market speculators. He said it's government policy to monitor market developments and take necessary steps against excessive currency fluctuations. The Bank of Japan is also monitoring the situation. Its monthly meeting concludes on Friday, but economists are not expecting any divergence from its currently loose monetary policy.
That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R. Safety Show.
Embrace a daily boost of nature with Field of Greens. Discover the simple power of one scoop to elevate your well-being. Enjoy the flavor that appeals to you the most and let the blend of organic fruits and vegetables enhance your life. Experience the following benefits with Field of Greens. Noticeable energy increase to power you throughout the day.
Improved quality of sleep.
Enhanced digestive comfort and a general uplift in your wellness. Field of Greens stands out with the selection of organically grown ingredients, each carefully picked for its benefits to your heart and overall health. We are confident that you'll appreciate the benefits of Field of Greens. If it doesn't meet your expectations, we offer a straightforward money-back guarantee. Jumpstart your health journey with a special offer. 15% off your first purchase plus complimentary expedited shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use the code SAFETYFM to redeem your discount. That's SAFETYFM at fieldofgreens.com. Experience nature's touch at fieldofgreens.com/SAFETYFM. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R. Safety Show.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked?
Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Let's start using cutting-edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Hello.
Tearing the ass out of you like gas station sushi.
Here we go, 17 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this fantastic Friday, because it is so fantastic because it is Friday and you and I are hanging out together. And it feels like it's one of those special moments in time because we are reunited and it feels so good. Oh, yeah. That sounds like a song, because it definitely sure as shit is. So let's get into it. Let's start talking. Let's start moving. Let's start grooving, doing all the fun stuff. By the way, I forgot to talk about this before I get into it. Next month, 6 years, 6 years on Safety FM. 6 years. What the hell's been going on? 6 years. What a crazy world do we live in? Would have never guessed this one. That's for sure. So let's start talking. Let's move. Let's groove. And let's get into the shit list, because it is a list that's full of it. So let's talk about this. Prime Minister of Haiti, Ariel Henry, resigned on Thursday, clearing the way for the transitional council to govern the country as the gang violence wreaks havoc in the capital. A committee of leaders have made the decision by the majority to vote for the next 2 years when their legislative mandate expires and election must be held for the new president if all goes as planned. Haiti has not had an elected president since July of 2021 when Jovenel Moïse was assassinated at his private residence. Since then, interim leaders have fulfilled the presidential duties. Under Haiti's constitution, the president governs alongside with the prime minister who leads the legislature. With Henry's departure, Haiti's finance minister will succeed the interim prime minister until a new government president and cabinet are fully formed in the next 2 years. And while grappling with increasingly dangerous gang violence, this is according to CNN. Now, think about that for a moment. You're Haiti's finance minister, and all of a sudden they say, hey, you're about to run this thing. And it's become a total clusterfuck out there. I mean, you're probably going to have some doubts. You're going to have some doubts of what to do. I mean, I'm just saying. And then you know that the, you know, the person that was elected back in July, or back in July, better saying, of 2021, was assassinated. Probably your level of expectancy is pretty freaky icky, if you get what I'm saying. I mean, there is no doubt about that, because, hey, what are you going to be thinking that's going to happen? I mean, I'm just trying to keep it as real as possible. Don't hate me for being real. Don't hate me for being me. And don't hate me for saying the things that come to my mind. I know, I'm just an idiot.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
I'm trying to be something, all right. That's for sure. So let's talk about this first quarter financial reports that sent tech stocks all over the place to close out the week. So let's start off with some Meta stuff, because that might be easier. At Meta, Mark Zuckerberg saw his net worth drop $18 billion as Meta stock nosedive after trading Wednesday and only recouped the modest gains on Thursday. Despite showing strong profits, Zuckerberg remains committed to investing into the metaverse technology, even as investors grow more wary about the technology's potential to create short-term return. So that happened. A good old Meta. At Alphabet, yes, 15% year-over-year revenue growth powered the parent company of Google's past $2 trillion market cap. The company announced the first ever stock dividend to go out later this year, followed by quarterly dividends. So there you go. At Snap, shares increased by 27% on a strong earnings, showing a 21% revenue increase in the first quarter of the year. The company credits its improved advertising platform for the boom. This is according to CNBC. So we will have some other tech companies talking about what the hell's going on. There is some expectancies of some job cuts in some of the tech areas. The one that I keep on looking at, that's kind of, we'll call it the dark horse. And they're really not a super dark horse, because everybody knows who they are. Well, most people in the tech industry know who they are. It's NVIDIA. NVIDIA has been taking the world by storm. So I don't know. It's going to be an interesting one as we get through it. No doubt about that. Anyways, take a listen to this. A report from real estate data firm Redfin shows the shocking unaffordability of houses in the middle class for middle class Americans. Not only is the median monthly housing payment up 13% year over year, are you ready for the median house price? $2,843 monthly house payment at its all-time high. And it gets worse. An increasing number of homes are being purchased for cash with huge down payments. One in three home sales were all cash in February this year. The median down payment increased from 24% year over year. So more than 24% to $55,640. Dollars, that is. So Redfin's head of data says that wealthy Americans are only ones who can afford to buy homes. This is according to Redfin. But I don't like when people do this shit, because it makes no sense to me. Why would you tell me one portion in percentage and then the next portion in dollars? The median down payment increased more than 24% year over year to $55,640. So, okay. What are you trying to tell me? So you're telling me that if it's 25%, so you're telling me that the average house is a little over $200,000? Is that what you're saying? Because that's what it sounds like. It sounds like it's 220. Sounds like it's a 220, 230. Is that what we're talking about? Let's keep it consistent. I hate inconsistency. Like when people are like, oh yes, this percentage of, well, that's not a number. I need numbers. This is a show that we talk about numbers. We talk about shit like that. And then when I start giving you half-ass answers, who wants to know what the hell's going on, right?
Another pitfall of our society. Rated R. Safety Show.
It happens. Don't worry. Anyway, so let's start talking some more about the other things that are going on. So now we know about homes. Let's talk about the population collapse. Yeah. It seems like we're having a real positive Friday. Let's just be super positive about everything, because that's what it sounds like. Anyways, the population collapsed. The fertility rate fell by to 1.62 birth per woman last year, down 2% from the year before, making it the lowest birth rate since the government started collecting the data. And it gets worse in terms of total numbers, not ratios. Fewer babies were born last year than any year since 1979. Worth noting, the replacement rate of sustainability or civilization is 2.1 children per woman. Otherwise, everyone would end up marrying a cousin too close to a genetic comfort. Yeah, I said this. And you want to know who came up with this idea? That was the Wall Street Journal. That's the Wall Street Journal's answer, not mine. So think about this. If it dropped from 1.62% or 1.62 birth per woman, which I'm still trying to figure out how is somebody having a 60th of a baby, but maybe that's a conversation for something else. And now all of a sudden we're close to being with relatives. Shit. Where exactly are we living? I'm just trying to figure it out.
We are now video streaming the Rated R Safety Show.
I don't know why our host has a face for radio.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk about this. The iconic windmill sails of Paris Moulin Rouge collapsed earlier this on Thursday morning after the show. No injuries were reported. Jean-Victor Clerico, the director of Moulin Rouge, explained that a technical problem that led to the collapse, which also included part of the historic cabaret venue sign. Despite the incident, Gene said that the show will continue, and he has been assured there is no danger for further collapse. The Moulin Rouge marks the 135th anniversary in October. Okay, so hold on. You just had some things happen, and now you're telling me, yeah, there's nothing to worry about because I've been told there's nothing to worry about. Sounds kind of worrying when somebody tells you don't worry about being worried because there's no need to worry. No, I said all of that, just so you know. I mean, I didn't make it up. It wasn't a made-up story. It was a story of a story of a story. Okay, so let's talk about this. Musician Mike Pinder has died. He passed away on Wednesday at his home in Northern California, according to a statement from his longtime bandmates. In addition to singing for Pinder, he also was the co-founder of the Moody Blues. He was 82 at the time of his passing. 82. What a time, right? I mean, what a weird time for things to be happening in regards of you look around and you go, you know, how is this going to happen? And boom, things just out of the weirdness of stuff sometimes happen. I never get it. I'm always looking at things going, what to expect? Because I don't expect it. Anyways, take a listen to this. The Dow lost about 375 points to close at 38,085 on Thursday. And the S&P lost about 23 points to close at 5,048. And the NASDAQ lost about 100 points to close at 15,611. West Texas Intermediate closed at $83 a barrel, and Brent crude was up at $88 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.65 on Thursday. Yeah, $3.65. I will tell you, I was in Chicago like 2 weeks ago. I'm still getting lost in time now. And I want to say it was like $4.60 or something like that. And I was like, what the hell's going on? Anyways, Bitcoin slightly was gained slightly on the day. It was trading around $64,800. It's not $72,000 that it was at a few days ago, but hey,
duh.
Those are the things that happen. So there you go. Also, there was more than 2,435 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States, and more than 80 such cancellations. I have to tell you, when I went up to Canada, then I was down in Edmonton. I have this whole story on how I was in the airport for over 24 hours. No, seriously, I was in the airport for over 24 hours. Not that I was flying for over 24 hours. I was in airports over 24 hours, and people are going to be like, what are you talking about? Well, let me explain. One of the hotels that I stayed at was actually in the airport, so that's why I get to say that. Because if I was stuck in the airport for over 24 hours, I'd probably not be a happy person, but hey, that's not the important part. The important part is getting the work done. That's the important part. Okay, so let's talk about this. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $228 million jackpot or $103.4 million cash payout. Saturday night's Powerball drawing will be for $149 million jackpot or a $68.8 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. So there you go. Also at the top of the hour, we were talking real quick about some things that are going on. So take a listen to this. The New York Courts of Appeals has overturned Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction on Thursday. In a 4-3 ruling, it was decided that the constitutional rights were violated, with prosecutors allowing other women to testify who weren't part of the charges that he was facing. Weinstein was ultimately convicted of 2 of 5 charges, including first-degree criminal sexual act and third-degree rape. He was sentenced to 23 years. Despite the ruling, Weinstein will remain behind bars thanks to his 2022 conviction in Los Angeles for similar charges. He is serving 16 years for that one. The Manhattan DA does plan to retry him, which means that accusers potentially being forced to retell their stories. This is according to AP News. So what do you think about this? I mean, there's some things there to think about. Because now we're talking about opening this back up in regards of retrying him. Now, I don't understand on how some of these things occurred that people were allowed to talk that weren't involved in the case originally. And this is where statutes of limitations become a very interesting thing on how these things work. Is it the right thing? I don't know. Is it the wrong thing? I don't know. This is going to always be court of public opinion. And as you look at this, a 4-3 ruling with judges is going to be a weird one. And why do I say that? Because of the following aspect here. What happens? What happens now because there was so much doubt? I mean, there's one that sways the whole thing one way or the other. Because it looks like there's still a lot of doubt in the room. Because it's not like you can also just all of a sudden bow out and say, I've decided that I'm not going to vote on this one. I'm just going to keep on moving and grooving. Just not how that works normally. So there you go. Also, let's talk about this because I talked about it at the top of the hour about some stuff. So let's jump here. Emma Stone says that she has no beef with Jimmy Kimmel after he joked about her movie Poor Things while hosting the Oscar. The actress went viral during the award show after appearing to call Jimmy Kimmel a prick in response to calling her out all the sex scenes in the flick. But she recently told The Hollywood Reporter that there is no bad blood and that she isn't easily offended. This is according to THR. Also, let's talk about the Rebel Wilson book. According to her memoir, Rebel Rising will have a slight edit before hitting the shelves in the UK. A spokesperson for HarperCollins told People that some of the passages that the book that are redacted, such as the parts about the negative experience with working with Sacha Baron Cohen, the edits are being made for legal reason, as Cohen's rep saying that printing falsehood is against the law in the UK and Australia. Cohen has denied ever acting inappropriate towards Wilson. So there you go. Just some things. And I'm only going to talk about this one because I referenced it at the top of the hour. Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger are reuniting in the new movie. Speaking on ET, DeVito revealed that the script is currently being written, and as soon as it is complete, they'll be working it over. They'll be working things over with Warner Brothers. The two are notably co-stars in 1988 comedy Twins and 1994 Junior. This one will be. They also played villains in Batman films. DeVito played the Penguin, and Schwarzenegger played Mr. Freeze. This is according to ET. So we'll see what happens out of there, because I'm sure people are going to want to know. Just kind of the way that it goes right now. Anyways, it is that time to do that thing that we normally do, but it's the Freeform Friday version, so let's do it for free.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
Feature story news in London. I'm Ollie Barrett. The second phase of polling in the 6-week-long Indian elections is underway. 88 constituencies across 13 states will cast their ballot. The southern states of Kerala and Karnataka are in focus, where Prime Minister Narendra Modi's BJP has tried to make inroads ahead of the elections. Priyata Brajabasi has more from New Delhi.
In Kerala, Rahul Gandhi, who was a prominent opposition Congress leader, is going up against not just the BJP in the constituency of Wayanad, but also against a candidate of the Congress. Communist Party of India, remember the Communist Party of India as well as the Congress are both a part of that mega opposition alliance called the India Bloc, and political observers have said that these two parties going up against each other in this constituency is going to be a setback for the opposition alliance. Another very prominent Congress leader, Shashi Tharoor, is also up for re-election from the capital city of Kerala, Thiruvananthapuram. He has been winning that seat since 2009, but this time he is going up against a prominent BJP leader, Rajiv Chandrasekhar, who is also a minister in the Modi government. The state of Karnataka, Tejaswi Surya, who is the president of the BJP youth wing, he is up for re-election from the Bangalore South constituency. He is also seen as one of those very prominent leaders to watch out for.
US Secretary of State Antony Blinken is holding talks with Chinese counterpart Wang Yi in Beijing on Friday. They're expected to be discussing a range of complex issues, including deepening strains over China's backing of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Laura Westbrook reports from Hong Kong.
After some basketball diplomacy in Shanghai, where both sides were eager to show some goodwill, Friday is where Wang Yi and Antony Blinken will get down to some tough talks. Antony Blinken is expected to try to get China on side in stopping Chinese companies funding Russia's war effort in Ukraine and their help to de-escalate the growing conflict in the Middle East. China, for its part, has said that relations have stabilized, but laid down its red lines, especially when it comes to Taiwan, which it claims as its own. Wang Yi said negative factors in the relationship are increasing and it is facing disruptions. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
Former Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction has been overturned by a New York panel of judges, citing egregious errors in his trial. A trial of the world's first ever personalised jab against the deadliest form of skin cancer is now underway in the UK. The mRNA vaccine works by telling the body to hunt down melanoma cells and stop the disease coming back. Oncologist Dr. Jeffrey Weber led earlier clinical trials in the United States.
Going to generate killer cells that are going to seek out and find the tumor and get rid of it.
From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN. The University of Southern California has cancelled its upcoming graduation ceremony, citing security concerns. It comes in the wake of campus protests over the war in Gaza and the controversial cancellation of a valedictorian's speech. From California, Ira Spitzer has this report.
USC says new security concerns mean it now won't have enough time to prepare for the graduation ceremony, which was supposed to take place on May 10th and is usually attended by about 65,000 students and guests. The Southern California University has arrested more than 90 pro-Palestinian protesters in recent days who were taking part in the demonstrations that have spread to campuses across the country. Tensions had already been running high at the school after administrators canceled a valedictorian scheduled to speak at the graduation, citing threats it had received over her anti-Israel viewpoints, but not providing evidence of those threats.
Japan's government says it's closely watching currency movements and is prepared to intervene if the yen becomes any weaker. Finance Minister Shuniki Suzuki says he's concerned about the yen's recent fall to lows not seen since 1990. Chris Gilbert reports from FSN's bureau in Tokyo.
The yen on Wednesday hit 155 against the US dollar. The last time the government intervened was in October 2022 with a $60 billion purchase of the yen. At that time, it was 152 against the dollar, and analysts believe it may slip to 160 before the government is triggered to intervene again. However, Minister Suzuki is providing daily warnings that the government could intervene at any time. Experts believe to ward off currency market speculators. He said it's government policy to monitor market developments and take necessary steps against excessive currency fluctuations. The Bank of Japan is also monitoring the situation. Its monthly meeting concludes on Friday, but economists are not expecting any divergence from its currently loose monetary policy.
That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers, extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Always replicated, but never duplicated. Rated R. Safety Show.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally,
Since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's L-A-D-D-E-R life.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit.
Radio Big.
They never gonna change. Never gonna change, never gonna switch. I'm in this game, yeah, I'm in this bitch. Sticking at the pay, yeah, we're getting rich. Investing all the money in the bigger things. Yeah, we going happy, yeah, we're killing it. The stakes don't die, then we're feeling it. They can't hold us down, cause we never quit. We're the rebel to the town, I'm beginning shit. So the enemies, I'm...
Okay, here we go. 45 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out. Yeah, we're hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show. Yeah, still doing our thing. Thanks for hanging out with me on this Freeform Friday. Yeah, we get to do it all. I'm the hunted. Yeah, we get to do it. Some fun stuff. Yeah, it's time for a change.
Living in the cold, hitting every day. But then you still want to do it anyway. That's not you, yeah, we are the same.
Okay, so let's do this real quick. This right here that you're taking a listen to, this is God Mode. This is Young Boss. Listen to that background. I feel like an ad already coming out of that one. Yeah, some good stuff. Take a listen. No doubt there. Some stuff. Some stuff right there for sure. Yeah, that's some instrumental version. Let's go full mode. Yeah, so there you go. Anyway, so we would like to thank God Mode for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. No doubt about that. You should give it a little stream or emer action. Because you never know where that's going to take you. I put the work in. You can complain. Okay, so there you go. Thank you, thank you, thank you to Young Boss God Mode. Oh, there you go. I appreciate it. Anyway, so let's get back into the move and the groove of all the things that we get to talk about. No doubt there. Because what else would we be doing if we weren't talking about stuff? So let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at Right Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And to Right Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com to find out more information. That's to Write Love on Her Arms. Listen, once you get to the website and you get there, go all the way to the far right-hand side and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, it'll have information about addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. So there's some information for you if you're curious about what's going on and to take a look into some other things altogether. TWLOHA.com. So there you go. True Right Love on Her Arms. So a lot of stuff going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because that is what happens around here. So there you go. Anyway, so let's talk about this. Let's talk about some news of the... what should we talk about? Should we talk about some news of the weird? Sure, let's do this. So anyways, a couple who thought they purchased $10,000 worth of Walt Disney theme park gift cards for family vacation later discovered the Disney online streaming service, Disney Plus, all worth $10,000. TikTokers Andy Costin revealed on a now viral video that parents had been planning to take their 16-member family on vacation for Christmas and went online to purchase $10,000 worth of gift cards to Disney parks and restaurants, but then they tried using the cards to book the Disney trip, and they realized they accidentally bought a lifetime's worth of gift cards for the company's streaming service, Disney Plus. The good news is, following the deluge of comments and suggestions, Disney reached out to the family, and they were able to turn the $10,000 of Disney streaming gift cards into $10,000 worth of Disney park gift cards, which they'll be able to use and enjoy one admission and one hot dog each. I mean, I don't understand. Why is there a differential in regards of a gift card in regards of this stuff? And let me explain. I have issues with gift cards, and I'm not going to lie. So if you and I hang out, you know that if we ever have a conversation about gift cards, I'm going to tell you that I think the gift cards are kind of dumb. And let me explain why I say this. So you're giving me money that's worth whatever the value is anywhere on the planet, but now you're restricting me to one place with that money. You get it? And so then all of a sudden that restriction now inside of this Disney Plus gift card has restricted me to only Disney Plus. So that's weird. And so then now Disney has to step in to change it. Like, I remember many, many, many years ago buying a gift card, because this is what I did, for someone, thinking that it was an Apple gift card, but it wasn't an Apple gift card. It was an Apple gift card for their app store, not for their music store. So it became a whole cluster because you couldn't use it for what you thought it was for. It was the weirdest thing, because I don't understand the point of the restriction. It's a strange time when you start thinking about it, because if it's all one company, does it make a difference on where it's going? It's like, oh, okay. Oh, yes, I am more rich today in my right-hand pocket than I am on my left-hand pocket because I moved money from one side to the other. That's essentially what it is, right? So think about that real quick. It just gets really weird when it's all said and done. So there you go. Some stuff to think about when it is all set and donezo. All sets and donezo. Anyways, with that being said, it is 52 minutes past the top of the hour. So why don't we do this? Let's bring some John Smalls inside of our life and let him tell us about what in the hell is going on with the Motivation Minute.
Minute brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Adam. Christian Bale said, "I tend to think you're fearless when you recognize why you should be scared of things, but you do them anyway." I love this. I think this is the second quote we've gotten from Christian Bale recently. He's a talented actor. I just watched a movie with him in it, and it was almost unrecognizable. He did such an amazing job of becoming the character. He is amazing. He can be a really good guy or a really bad guy. You love him when you're supposed to, and you dislike him when you're supposed to. And you even feel sorry for the character when that's the aim. He can do pretty much whatever he wants. Maybe it's because he's fearless. Scared of doing something, but he does it anyway. Great job, Christian.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. According to Pastor Gordon MacDonald, a leader has to deal with four types of people. First, there are the VIPs, the very important people. They are today's leaders. The second group are the VTPs, very trainable people. These are tomorrow's leaders. The third group are the VNPs, very nice people. They are fun to be with, but seldom make a significant contribution to the accomplishment of the vision. The fourth group are the VDPs, very draining people. As leaders, we must monitor our time and energy to make sure we are investing ourselves while it will produce the greatest return for the kingdom. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
Show and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R Safety Show.
Yeah, sometimes it feels like life might be too stupid when it comes to certain things. There is no doubt about that. Why else would you be able to talk about it? So let's talk about some other things. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Let's take a look. Let's go to 2009 because it sounds good. The United Auto Workers Union and Chrysler reach a new labor agreement as the government forces restructure in order to for its bailout. Ultimately, cost savings were reached by having employees pay more for their health insurance and move the move that was approved by Barack Obama. The money saved wasn't enough, and Chrysler went bankrupt in the end at the end of the month, and the first American car maker to do so since 1933 when Studebaker went under. It was it was bought by Fiat and given $6.6 billion in rescue money from the U.S. government. So there you go. That happened back in 2009. What else? Let's do one more. Back in 2021, the U.S. Census results showed the population growth of the second slowest in the record history. The total population record was 331,449,281. That's only a 7.4% increase from 2010. So there you go. There you go. So let's talk about some birthdays for today. Aaron Judge turns 32. Channing Tatum turns 44. Jordana Brewster turns 44. Avant turns 46. Tom Welling, 47. What? Superman, Superboy from Smallville is 47? I can't believe that. Jason Earls, 47. Melania Trump, 54. Kane the Wrestler. There you go. He turns 57 today. Kevin James, 59. Jet Li, 61. And Carol Burnett turns 91 today. So there you go. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, well, I have some of those for you, and I have quite a few. Your First Kiss Day, National Hairball Awareness Day, Auburn Day, National South Dakota Day, National No Makeup Day, National Kids and Pets Day, Alien Day, National Richter Scale Day, World Intellectual Day, Proper Day, National Arbor Day, Get Organized Day, National Help a Horse Day, Hug an Australian Day, International Chernobyl Remembrance Day, and World Burlesque Day. So there you go. If you were looking one in particular, I think there was a whole slew of them just for you to be able to take a gander at if you wanted to do so. Anyways, if you need a random joke for today, here you go. Nothing as mean as giving a little child... Hold on, just this. Nothing is as mean as giving a little child something useful for Christmas. There you go. Why are we talking about Christmas in, what are we, April? Yeah, there you go. If you need a phone starter for today, what is your favorite spring memory? Spring memory. I don't know. That's kind of a weird one. What do I need for a spring memory? Is there any other kind of memory that I can have outside of a spring memory? So, I mean, it's a weird one when you really start thinking about it, because why would I need a spring memory? Seriously, spring, out of all things, spring memory? What's the spring memory portion? Somebody explain that one to me. So there you go. Okay, what else do we have right here? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. The average woman has a 12-year-old relationship with this person. Who is it? Their hairdresser. There you go. So that's it. Anyways, that's going to sum up our time together. It's top of the hour. I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out with me for the next couple hours or so. If you stay here on on Safety FM, you'll hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave with this. A good leader takes a little bit more than his share of the blame and a little less of his share of the credit. So think about that. Anyways, thank you for hanging out with me on this lovely Friday. I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love ya, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.